Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What the hell out the angel saying, I'm not giving you my farm for 2 months to Shohei Ohtani. Are you kidding me?
I mean, it's got to be the right deal, dude. Like, to me, I'm just not giving up anything.
So somebody on YouTube here.
What's that?
Who was this? I think it was, may have been SC... Luciano, somebody said, Luciano for Shohei, straight up.
Luciano starting to play so much
better. Skywalker Destroyer 52. He said he'd give up Luciano for Shohei Ohtani.
Look, if you're asking me, Joe, will Luciano be an all-star? Probably right now I'd say no, because most guys aren't all-stars. It's really hard to be an all-star, even though 1,000 guys get added to the team. Jock Peterson was a freaking all-star last year because the Giants needed somebody to meet the requirements. But at the same time, I'm not giving up my guy that I've been waiting on for 4 or 5 years.
I give up Luciano
for 2
right
months
now.
Of Shohei.
I give up Luciano
because there's no
right
now. I need to know before I make
there's
any
no
deal.
There's no guarantees.
No, but I need to know. I need to talk to his agent and I need to have some inkling like,
it's risky
business. I'm willing to sign with you.
It's risky business. I get it. It's a gamble. But it's a gamble I'd be willing to make. 2 months of Shohei Ohtani? You don't think Larry Bird think Shohei Ohtani for 2 months?
I mean,
you getting to the wild card spot with Shohei Ohtani? He tasted playoffs for the first time in his career.
Carlos Beltran cost you infinitely less years ago, and Giants fans are still kicking themselves.
Well,
not me, but they're still kicking themselves about Zach Wheeler.
Wheeler didn't perform until 7 years later.
100%.
7 years later.
100%. And Zach Beltran Wheeler, was good till he got hurt.
Zach Wheeler was considered a top prospect back then.
Yeah, I know. And still people believe that's an overpay.
Yeah, no, the Beltran deal, I'd do that every day. Luciano for Shohei?
So what are you're doing it?
If they, absolutely. Are you kidding me? I'm not even thinking twice. I'm telling whoever, Farhan, my assistant GM, the guy who came over for the Astros, hurry up and send a memo to MLB Baseball right now. Hurry up and call MLB Baseball right now. I need Shohei Ohtani. We got a deal. The jolt that will get this fan base, I don't care if it's for 2 months. If you make a run with Shohei, you say, look, man, here is a blank check. What do you want?
Well, he's going to turn to you and say, there's four other teams that are in destinations where I want to play.
I got Casey.
That'll give me a blank check.
I got Casey Schmidt. I got Patrick Bailey.
Fonte, the Dodgers have Mookie Betts and the first baseman Freddie Freeman, and then they have James Outman. So they're sitting there saying, not only will you get to continue to live in L.A., you get to pit in a lineup with two Hall of Famers.
Well, that's why you don't want to get into a bidding war with them, because you're going to lose on that. If that's the case, you're going to lose on that. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game. Spadoni, get in here. KGMG, FM, and AC1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app in favor of 95.7 The Game for the best and most up-to-date sports coverage. How do I put my best foot forward? I try to bring them into my stadium, bring them into my system, show them the yard, show them the area, wine and dine them, and say $500 million is minimum is what we're giving you. I already told you, I'd get a guy $600 million. Wouldn't even care. Wouldn't even give a damn. Go ahead, Spadoni, get in here.
Well, I was just going to say, you mentioned the Dodgers. It's like, oh, yeah, but by the way, we've got this guy, Bobby Miller. Have you seen him lately? Yeah, he's our Kyle Harrison. He's already been a baller a couple starts in. Like, that's the thing. You don't want to get a bidding war with some of these teams.
I know.
The Dodgers just seem like they have a vast amount of resources that's never going to go away. What's going on with that, by the way?
Well, because they're very good at developing
Friedman,
and nurturing
man,
their system.
God.
They know what they're looking for. But, like, guys, let's take a step back.
I know, Farhan got all the credit. We just dismissed
it. Well, Farhan was definitely helping out and cooking up
that. Yeah, put some respect on Friedman's name. He built Tampa Bay. All right, he built the Tampa Bay Rays to what they are today.
We agree.
So.
But like, let's play it from Shohei's point of view, right? Any team that trades for him, he's going to test free agency regardless. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Absolutely.
Like, because his first real free agency was kind of limited because teams had to pay a retainer fee to the team that he came from, and then you can only give him so much money in free agency, and so there's only a handful of teams that were able to bid. Now, people have known for multiple years, and they've reset their decks financially to be able to afford him. The other guy that no one's talking about who's going to be available, we believe, because the Padres situation now with the television money not coming in, like, Juan Soto's still going to be out there. Juan Soto's also going to be available. So to me, if I'm the San Francisco Giants, it's not just Shohei or bust. I would love to have Shohei. It's amazing. As we saw in free agency, though, it's difficult to land guys.
So I want the first crack at it. If you're the Giants and you keep missing out on these players, don't you just want the first crack at it? Don't you want the first bid? Don't you want the first presentation? You have a chance to blow him away. Blow him away. Just bring him in here and say, this is what we're doing. We're about winning. We're not like the Mickey Mouse Angels. If it's a huge hypothetical. Huge hypothetical. But if it's just Luciano for Shohei Ohtani, I don't even think twice about it. I don't think twice about
that. Even knowing that he's going to test for
agency. Absolutely. I still do that deal.
I think I'm...
Look, what would Sabian Saves do?
What?
What would Sabian Saves do?
I don't know. Sabian. I'm not sure what Sabian would do.
By the way, we need to get him into the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Sabian Saves would make that move.
I mean, I think it's easy to say that.
Especially because if you're in a wild card race, all of a sudden you get a pitcher that we're talking about. Because you need another arm. Mm-hmm. So now you got Logan Webb. You got Shohei Ohtani. You bring in Alex Cobb as your third starter. And then maybe you bring up Kyle Harrison towards the tail end of the season. And now you got four pitchers. Okay. And then DeSclafani could be your five. And you just pray that he gets you through five. And then, not only do you got a great pitcher, now you got a guy in the middle of this lineup where, you know what, this team can't hit. I know they didn't hit over the weekend. They played some good pitching against the Pirates and the Orioles. We'll see how they respond. But for the most part, the hitting's been there.
Bonte. You're going to have the majority of people agreeing with you because who's going to say no to Shohei?
It doesn't even matter about
that. No, but what I'm saying is, like, who's going to say no to Shohei? We all want Shohei Ohtani. But realistically, like, you're not trading away these guys you've been waiting for 4 and 5 years.
It's just one guy.
In your hypothetical. But
well, you're not giving up one guy just to get
that's
Ohtani.
What I'm
like,
saying.
If it's Luciano, like,
all right, we're just playing
you,
off.
Let's say you have, like, your trifecta atop the farm system.
It's unrealistic to me.
Of Harrison, Luciano, and Matos. You got to give at least two of those up to bring in Ohtani. At
probably.
Minimum.
I mean, but we don't even know what it's going to cost. But, like, you have to also understand, you the second you exercise that deal, you have to be ready to say, hey, he could leave us.
Yeah, right? No doubt.
He could leave, and you're not going to get, because you acquired him at the deadline, like, you're going to get a lesser of a comp pick. So, like, to me, it's short-sighted, and it's literally, you're doing it just for the fervor and all of the buzz that's going to come for 2 months. This is not about the Giants winning right now. This is about long-term sustainability over the next 10 years. This is why I'm so optimistic about where they're at. They're in a position of strength, dealing and getting rid of all these guys you've been waiting on, and not all of them are going to hit, but it's about having a plethora of guys so that you can plow forward over the next 10 years.
Realistically, the Angels aren't doing Luciano for Shohei Ohtani straight up. I acknowledge
that. No.
I'm just throwing something on the table from a YouTuber, who's Skywalker, and I agree with them. If it's a prospect that I don't know who could play at the major league level, I don't know if Luciano's going to be a good
pro. Why would
the
Angels accept that?
Yeah, exactly. But if I could attach Luciano and another prospect, and I could get one of these outfielders and maybe Jock, Yaz, Slater. Oh, my God. I do that in a heartbeat for 2 months of Shohei. All I'm trying to do is bring a guy into the building. They've shown that they can't sign a big-name free agency. And the free agent that did sign, Carlos Correa, who's not doing anything with the Twins, they handle that situation all bad. So give me a guy to just get into the system, and if I can make a run with them, say, hey, Shohei, playoffs tasted good, didn't it? Didn't it feel good to be in the playoff race? Man, look at the history here. I've got to pull out all the stops. It's just about giving them the first crack to go get a Shohei Ohtani. That's all. And I'm just saying, there's no prospect that will limit me to go get a rental, in that case, a Shohei Ohtani, to bring him in. But obviously, I would want Shane Bieber. That's going to cost you a lot. You think Shane Bieber is going to be cheap?
No.
I'd do Luciano for Shane Bieber now.
But here's the difference between Shane, and again, Shane Bieber.
Nobody knows about Shane Bieber.
I know, but
this guy's a legit pitcher. He's a top 10 pitcher.
But he's under team control for an extra year. So you're protected on the back end. Like, if you're going to swing it, if you're going to swing a deal where you are surrendering someone that you really, really like in your system, that guy better be under team control. Mm-hmm. And that guy better be somebody that you feel can be in the team outlook for 2, 3, 4 years moving forward. Like, that was was the beauty of the Hunter Pence deal. Not only was he a guy you brought in at the deadline, you knew you had him under the 2013 contract. No, you know, so to me, I know everyone's going to say, of course you get Shohei Ohtani, but that's unrealistic. He's going to walk away from you.
510 Comcast Business Text Line. Bonte is trying to trade Jack in the Box tacos for A5 Wagyu steak.
That's a good call.
That is a great cup. You get Shohei, you'll sell out for the rest of the season. Bonte, you're better than this. 415 right there. Look, I am better than this. But a guy like that doesn't become available. And if he becomes available, I would love to see the team that I root for try to make a crack at him. What would Joe Lacob do? What would Jay York of the 49ers do? They're going to kick the tires to see what's happening. But that's that. We got some Draymond Green sound coming in here. Draymond Green sound coming in. Giants do need to make a move. They're going to need to make a move for an arm or two. I think the arm to pinpoint, first and foremost, is Shane Bieber. It starts with him, in my opinion. Go get Shane Bieber, and now we're cooking with some gas. And if it takes a prospect, then it takes a prospect. Again, I'm taking major league proven talent all day long over some guys I don't know who can hit. I don't know if they can hit at the major league level. I just don't know. So we'll talk about that. We'll continue to talk some baseball a little later. George Contos will join us at 8:30. Former World Series champ with the Giants. Now host on NBC Sports Bay Area with Giants pre and post game live. He does a phenomenal job on television, man. George Contos has that presence, that big time presence. That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Come on, man. You got Larry June in the building. You listen to the Morning Roast, and we're doing numbers, man. Good job, Morning Roast. Sock it to me. Hey.
You know what's so great about that Larry June drop? First of all, Lubman goes up to Larry June as he's on the postgame set at the Gatehouse at NBC Sports Bay Area. Lubman's back there. I'm like, poor Lubman's got to go talk to Larry June. Go figure. And he goes up there. Larry, man, need you to shout out the Morning Roast. And Larry does that right on the spot. One take, knocks it out the park. But he goes like, you're doing numbers now. We are doing numbers. And so it felt so appropriate. It's like, man, that drop is aging so damn well. Shout out to Larry June. Come on, Rose is doing numbers. Well, right now it's baseball season. YouTube's a little low right now. It's all good. People going on vacations or whatnot. Football is picking up. Football's going to be here before you know it. And Shasky training camp, as we got a call here, training camp is going to be something else this year. I thought last year was going to be fascinating. I'm actually glad I missed last year as opposed to this year. Because now you get Sam Darnold in the fold. And you got Trey, who's an unknown. And you got Brock Purdy, who's going to Giants games. It's going to be mayhem. The content's already... I'm already sitting back from afar laughing at the content. And is it, everybody draws their line in the sand on who they want to see. Look, at the end of the day, I just want to see a Super Bowl. I don't care who's playing quarterback. Honestly, to this day, and I'll say this every single day because people keep pinning me as you hate Brock Purdy or you don't like. I don't give a damn who plays quarterback as long as you're winning games for the 49ers.
But Brandon Allen?
Huh? If it's Brandon Allen, I don't care. I don't care. Just get me to freaking Las Vegas for the Super Bowl.
Can we agree on one thing? Can we, just as a society, stop overreacting to individual videos of one rep?
No, we're not going to do that. Other? We're not going to. We're going to overreact to one game. We're going to overreact to one possession. We're going to overreact to one throw. That's what we do as sports fans. So I'm not going to be the arbiter here telling people what to do and what not to do. Freak out. I like it. Keep freaking out. It's entertaining.
So what did you make of Trey Lance airmailing that one throw then?
It was funny. Because as soon as I watched it, I said, oh boy, some people are going to make their entire show about it. Some people are going to be pinpoint. This is why Trey can't do it. And then you got some people who are pro Trey. This is why you need a new quarterback coach. This drill is stupid. This drill is stupid. I don't know why. Ask them why. Look, I don't know.
Look, I don't want to pretend that like the rookie, my little league team is a bunch of, you know, NFL players, but like practice is where these guys hone their craft and they're going to make mistakes.
I know.
Like when you watch infield out, well, very rarely do they do infield out, but when you watch guys take ground balls, like I watch J.D. Davis, Casey Schmidt, Brandon Crawford, they miss a ball here and there. Do we take that rep and throw it on, you know, online and lose our minds? No, but we do it in football.
We did it with Jimmy Garoppolo all the time. He overthrew somebody in practice. We went, well, that's why Jimmy can't be the quarterback. So I guess it's fair at that standpoint. But I can't wait for training camp. I cannot wait at all. It's going to be fascinating.
What did you think of the Niners, again, cutting short their, what is it, the OTAs?
OTAs.
Or whatever? They did it, like, usually they're like, what, a two-week thing for them? And, like, the third week they always, you know, scratch it.
See, Tyler, the drill is trash, bro. The drill is trash. I mean, it's a good drill.
We don't even know what the drill, like, honestly, outside of a handful of people, no one even knows what the drill's trying to accomplish.
It does feel like we're scared. Like, here's
what do you
here's
mean
a crazy
scared?
Thing. Here's a crazy thing. I'm interested to see Brock Purdy, because Brock Purdy, if he does ball out this season, he'd be the first quarterback under Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco to actually get better under Kyle Shanahan, to actually improve after a season. Did Jimmy Garoppolo improve after 2019? He may have played his best stretch of football, but let's not forget, he had the Denver game. He had the Atlanta game. All right, like, what's wrong, Shasky? What's wrong?
No, it's just, it's June.
You love this stuff.
I know, but like,
you send it to us. You love this stuff.
No, I find it funny. I just find it funny. Like, everybody's losing their minds, and it's like, at least if you're going to lose your mind like we did, let it be August. Let us be a little, let it be when they're actually got pads on.
It's not how it works
and they're
anymore.
Hitting. Like, you know, like.
It's not how it works anymore, man.
Football isn't played in shorts. All right? Like, I don't know. I just.
That's how it works.
I find myself laughing at just the amount of fervor over 49er football is really incredible. Like, honestly, if you're the Yorks, you literally have the most addictive product on the planet. People, you give them a little tiny taste, a little tiny sniff of a quarterback drill, and people are losing their minds. I mean, it's unreal. Yeah. It's like Nino and the Carter.
Well, man, will people freak out over Stanford Women's College Softball today at 9 a.m. when they take on Oklahoma? It's a big game.
Well, we should put it on here in the studio.
Well,
I'm
we will put it on
that.
In the studio.
Yeah, I'm excited for
they
that.
They one-hit Washington, Stanford to the Final Four. Let's see if they could knock off the juggernaut in Oklahoma. It's going to be a tough game. Stanford's got the goods to win it. Let's go card. 888-957-9570. Open phone lines. We're about to get into this Draymond Green sound. He had a podcast, the Draymond Green Show, of course, with Steve Kerr. That hit the timeline yesterday where everybody's like, uh-oh, here it goes. Should be a lot of fun. But first, let's get to our main man. It's Ron. He's in Hayward. He's driving a big rig. And he's feeling himself. What's up, Rod?
Hey, you hear them Temptations in the background?
I hear those Temptations. No, I didn't hear the Temptations in the background.
An old school Temptations place.
I love it.
Yeah, I know you heard that.
Bonte can't name a Temptation song.
Yes, I can. Hey, Papa was a Roller Stone. We're talking about house.
Just my imagination. You got me stirred up a little bit now. You know, this is your favorite truck driver. This is your Jackie Robinson Dodger Blue. Now, you know Shohei's coming to the cross town, right? He coming to the Dodgers. You know, good and damn well, he's not coming to Pack Booty Park. Y'all can't get no stars up in there. Come on.
I've never heard Pack Booty
That's
Park.
Pretty
That's good.
Good. That's pretty
That's good.
Good.
That's
Pack
good.
Pack Booty Park.
I'm kind of with him. Look, to me, timing is everything in life,
Keep
right?
Keep on here.
You
I
strike while the iron's hot. And I just don't think right now is the timing for the San Francisco Giants to swing a deal for someone like Shohei. Of course I want Shohei. But, like, it's unrealistic. They're not in the right spot.
Rod.
The Dodgers are going
to
get him.
How did it feel losing 2 out of 3 to the Yankees?
Hey, well, I mean, you know, it is what it is. We can't beat everybody. But, hey, at least we took one.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but
one
you
is
know,
better than none.
I mean, we faced him the most in the World Series history. So, I mean, it is what it is. We're going to see him again.
That's true.
So, you know.
Are you ready for the Giants? You ready for the Giants in about a week and a half?
You know I am. Hey, we know they took the first series from y'all. We swept y'all in the first series.
Trust me.
Pack Booty Park.
Pack Booty Park. Ron, you're great.
Ron.
That is pretty good.
Thanks for calling in. I needed that smile.
That is pretty good. You need to have a good weekend, man. You all right? What's up? You need some coffee?
Who?
You.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you said you need a smile, man.
Oh, no, I'm great.
All right.
It's just the Shohei Ohtani thing. It just.
It drives you crazy?
Well, no, it's not that it drives me crazy. It's like, look, this is my honest opinion, right? You don't, like, I know. We talk on Shohei, people are going to be more in, and they like it. He's a big, sexy name, and one of the most marketable players. This is a fun team. Like, I think we're over, like, we're not paying attention to how fun this Giants team is. Tyro Estrada, though he's coming back right now because he's been hurt, he's fun, okay? Casey Schmidt, fun, a lot of fun, all right? Michael Conforto, when he's playing, because he's got the heel injury, and I'm worried about that, he's a lot of fun.
Can you be fun if you don't hit?
Bonte, my expectations were with so Casey low. Schmidt. Let me finish.
That's all I'm saying with Casey Schmidt, though. If he doesn't start hitting, it ain't going to be too much fun for people around here.
So what is he batting the last 2 weeks?
235.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
40 points higher than current Brandon Crawford.
Okay, that's great. All right. Know Brandon Cook.
Higher than Brandon Belt during some of his best years.
Isn't that a low bar, though? Brandon Crawford, we know, is at the end of the road. It's at the end of the road. All I'm saying is, if he doesn't start hitting again, it ain't going to be too much fun around here. So we could have fun right now. Is it really fun being one game under 500? Because I don't consider that fun.
See, again, I'm watching every game, and I'm having fun with this team.
I watch every game, too, Shasky.
My expectations were not they should win a championship. My expectations were like, dude, show me some life from the form. And I've seen that. Patrick Bailey's fun. Watching him make that play in front of home plate where he's spinning and pivoting and throwing down to the first base line. I love Buster. I can't remember Buster getting out of the crouch and sprinting the way that he did because, obviously, Buster wasn't the most mobile guy. He's making plays. I look at this pitching staff. Logan Webb is fun. Logan Webb has pitched more and logged more innings than almost anyone in baseball. And I think there's an argument to be had and a conversation to be had regarding, hey, it's interesting how a guy who doesn't throw max, meaning 98 every single pitch, can actually go deeper in games because he's throwing the art of pitching at you. He's trying to hit locations, put spin on the ball, stay down in the zone, and using that sinker. And then I look at someone like Camilo Duval. He's fun. Like, the 2023 Giants may not be a top dog team, but they're a lot of fun.
All right, 888-957-9570. Any Giants fans out there having fun? Are you having fun like Shasky?
Like, there's,
I think there's
zero
fun elements on this team. There's fun elements.
There's zero pressure of, like, when I watched the Warriors this year, they weren't fun. Were there moments of fun? Absolutely. The pressure of winning and repeating and maximizing the Steph Curry and all that, like, there, that has fun elements. It's also draining emotionally.
No, I love that. I love that. The pressure, that's fun to me.
But this
that's
is a different is spot. Like, they're in a different cycle from where the Giants are. Right now, the Giants are on the climb up the mountain, right? The Warriors are trying to stay on top of the mountain.
So let me ask.
And so they're at different spots.
888-957.
I've been pleasantly surprised by what the Giants have had to offer this year.
888-957-9570. Are you having fun watching the Giants this year? Are you having fun watching the Giants, who are 29-30 right now?
I mean, Camilo Duval might be better than what Brian Wilson was. I'm not saying that flippantly.
I said that last week. I said that the last 2 weeks. He is better than Wilson right now. I love Camilo Duval. There's fun aspects of his baseball
back-to-back
team.
Back-to-back 40-save seasons.
There's fun aspects. Well, you got to win games.
I know.
This team doesn't win enough games.
Well, he led Major League Baseball in saves in the month of May.
So, let's think about this. Are you having fun watching the Giants? Anybody out there having fun before we get into Draymond Green sound? Again, there's fun aspects of this team, but overall fun? I want to get Lubman's opinion on this in just a second. Now, Summer Sunday yesterday in NBC Sports Bay Area, Anthony Garcia, Teresa Vignal, Carmen Q, they had this up there. A graphic popped up.
Okay.
Assessing the additions in the offseason with the Giants. Mitch Haniger.
Has been
3 years, $43 million, .233 average, 5 home runs, 17 RBIs.
He's been better more recently, but I think he's been underwhelming.
Michael Conforto, 2 years, $36 million, prior option, .249,
honestly,
11 home runs, 28 RBI.
And he hurt his heel. I'm really worried about the heel running down the first base line. But, like, he's been really good.
Jock Peterson, 1 year, $20 million.
I didn't love that. I still don't like that. I don't know why. They're platooning a guy, and they're paying him $19 million a year.
Blake Sable?
Blake Sable's been pleasant
surprise.
He's been a pleasant surprise. He's not great defensively, but, like, the bat's been legit.
Now we get to the fun part, the pitching. Sean Manaea, 2 year, $25 million contract. He signed with the Giants this offseason. Yeah. 2-3, 5.89 ERA, 1.56 whip. That don't look like a fun move. Taylor Rogers, 3 years, $33 million. 3.93 ERA.
He's been a lot better recently.
Recently, he had got off to a rough start.
He had a couple of outings where he was out there where it blew up his ERA. That's where sometimes the ERA can be misleading, but he's been a lot better more recently.
Luke Jackson, wait and see. Just got back. Ross Stripling, 2 years, $25 million. 0-2,
He sucks.
7.24 ERA, 1.58 whip.
Yeah, but what you're not referencing in all those like acquisitions and whatnot, to me, it's the way the tide has turned on their farm. That's the most important. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting to see if this lasagna coming out of the oven is going to be any good or not. But, and I've only gotten a little tiny, like a little cut off. You know, you pull out the lasagna, you see if it's good. You cut a little piece out and you take a little taste. I'm like, Schmidt tastes delicious. Wow. Patrick Bailey. That's that. I like what I'm seeing. And I think both guys, if we're being realistic, and we go back to September last year, both guys are way farther along than I anticipated.
Right.
Way, way farther along. And they've shown more at the big league level than even Joey Bart. Like, Joey Bart isn't, if you're asking me, Joe, is Joey Bart a Major League Baseball player? Probably not. He's probably going to be a backup or a fringe, you know, 4A type of a player. I still don't want to get rid of him. But at the same time, like, I've seen more from Patrick Bailey. Defensively, he brings more to the plate.
Couple texts I want to read here. 650. Bonte, why are you such a Debbie Downer? Now you sound like old grandpa, always complaining. The Giants are fun.
They are fun.
Sound like you dislike your job. Yeah, I hate what I do for a living. Oh my God.
No,
Matt, he could fire me right now. I hate my life. 650. That's hashtag Sark.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
650. I want the products I spend my money on to be fun. It's a good start. We got one farm prospect, but Shohei gets me to the park.
They've got two.
Okay, you got two.
You got two. They got two right now. And I would say that, like, you know, if you're paying attention, Matos is on the way. Matos is tearing it up in AAA. And he's 21 years old and looks like... They haven't had an outfield, legitimate outfield prospect since Chili Davis.
Oh, I know. 1987.
Who they acquired from another organization and put into their system.
Right.
So, like, this is their first legit outfield prospect. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting. Like, we're very close.
All right. 650. I want the products I spend my money on to be fun. It's a good start. Oh, wait. There's another one I wanted to read. Here it is. 650 Comcast Business Text Line. Till the Giants get Shohei, I'm not buying tickets to the park. I want them to show me they're going after something.
Well, that's, you know, everyone, I'm not going to tell people how to spend their money or where to allocate their time. I'm just telling you that I'm paying attention. I know you've been going to games and you're paying attention. I know Lubman is. I just look at it this way. Like, This team, I had very low expectations for this year in terms of their big league roster. The fact that they've implemented Schmidt into there and Bailey and Logan Webb feels like he's rounded out.
You just want to see youngsters and you want to see progress with that.
I want to see progress.
Winning doesn't matter at all.
And we've seen that. And then also, you know, you got the shortstop in AAA, Fitzgerald, who looks like he's coming along. Wizenhut flying through the minor league system. Reggie Crawford DHing the other day. He had his first start in San Jose. Like, this entire farm system feels like night and day from last year.
Yeah, no, Skywalker Destroy. I have fun at the game. Now, you know, the free tickets are also great. Shout out to the plug for those. But my daughter loves going to baseball games, man. So we got out the house, took Caltrain down. It was a good day at the yard. It was packed. 35,000 yesterday on a Sunday. They're giving out the little Gigante jersey shirts. But anybody out there having fun, let me get in here.
I mean, they're outperforming right now. Bang for your buck. You're completely outperforming the Padres. The Padres are one of the big disappointments in baseball. They're in your division. And I look at where the Giants are at right now. Arizona's not going away. They're going to be a team that's going to be formidable for the foreseeable future. Okay. The Dodgers aren't going away. Giants are right there. They're in the mix.
There's still people.
So I'm not panicking.
There's still people. Some people, Comcast Business Text Line. I'm not spending more than $10, including fees, to go to Pack Booty Park. Pack Booty Park.
I'm not going to tell people to spend money.
Right, you're right.
You do what you want to do. Like,
Ryan,
that's fine.
That was a good
one. You can watch it. If you're paying for cable, you can watch it.
Love me. Get in here, man. You having fun? Give us
your
assessment.
This has been a lot more fun team to watch compared to last year, which felt like pulling teeth last year because, again, it is the influx of youth that you have here. And, again, there's going to be ebbs and flows with this. There's going to be days where, you know, Schmidt and Bailey, they're going to be looking really good. But, again, baseball's a tough game. These guys are rookies. Remember, even Buster Posey had slow times when he was a rookie. These things are going to happen, and I don't think the Giants are really all that concerned right now with the ebbs that these guys are going to have because they trust that the flows are going to eventually still come back.
I'm going to get Ernie Chavez in here. Shout out to Ernie, man. He's smiling ear to ear, man, ever since the summit. I don't think he stopped smiling since the summit. But Ernie, nearly $200 million and no expectations? Look at the Rangers, nearly the same payroll and much, much better.
Yeah, but they've got three guys locked into like eight-plus year deals, so they're different.
But if you look at it like that, because here's the deal.
Yeah.
We keep, whether it's fair or unfair, we look at Clay Thompson's money.
Uh-huh.
Say, well, he's getting paid $43 million. We need better Clay Thompson. Uh-huh. La, 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 la. They do have a $185 million payroll.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's not, they have a top 10 payroll.
Okay.
It's not like they're throwing chump change out there and fielding a team like the Oakland A's.
We can argue about, look, Sean Manaea overpaid. Di Scafani right now, through the body of his work, overpaid. Mitch Haniger right now, overpaid. So, like, yeah, we can go right down the list, but none of those guys are crushing you. And also, NBA salary cap is way more restrictive than Major League Baseball, Monte. Like, you know, they're very different structures.
It is very different, but you do have a top 10 payroll.
For sure.
And you're paying guys. You spent on the Mitch Hanningers. You spent on the Confortos. You spent on the Manias to compete a little bit better. I know Farhan, and from what Larry Bear said before the season, hey, the fans didn't like the moves, but I think the light bulb is starting to go off that they see what we're doing here and that we do have a competitive team. 29-30.
Yeah.
I mean, is it fair that we don't let the Giants, that we left the Giants off the hook and say, hey, you know what? We're just having fun. It doesn't matter if they win. Doesn't even matter. We're gonna ignore the top 10 payroll. We're gonna ignore the moves they made this offseason. And we're just gonna say, hey, we're just out here to have fun and develop prospects.
Well, within their own division, they're the third highest payroll, right? So if we're gonna be realistic, they're outperforming the Padres, right? Now, and you can say, Joe, that's just one team. That's a big deal. We talked about the Padres all offseason. And right now, bang for buck, the Giants are killing the Padres. And the Padres have a ton of talent underperforming right now. Manny Machado, who we all love, who just got another $300 million deal, has like a 230-something batting average, 220-something batting average. He has not been good. You know, Juan Soto, who's looking to get a $400 million deal, has not been good by his own standards since being acquired by the Padres.
He hasn't.
I look at the Giants, and yeah, they've overpaid for a couple of short-term deals, and I don't love these overpays, but right now, there's no contract I look at and go, oh, yeah, that's going to weigh them down in 3 years from now, 4 years from now, 5 years from now. Let's see how that Seager deal looks for the Texas Rangers and that Simeon deal looks 6 years from now.
We'll see. Right now, they're looking good. Texas ain't thinking about 6 years from now. They're thinking about this year where they're first place in the AL West.
About time.
And you know what? No, the second year, Seager and and Simeon have been there for 2 years now.
I know, but I'm saying it's about time that they're good again because they've had a down lull period.
They have. They have. They had to, you know, the Cheshire deal didn't work out. They had Blaylock. They had all these guys flipping. But you know what? Texas, they're aggressive. So are you having fun watching the Giants? There's times I do have fun. Yesterday wasn't fun. Yesterday was like, dear God, they forget how to play defense? Dear God, Di Sclafani, throw a strike. Dear God, don't show up the umpire.
You could say that he was throwing too many strikes. I mean, but yes.
He's walking, guys. Yeah. Dude, he was all over the place. So anyway, I want to play this Draymond Green song, who's Steve Kerr. Mm-hmm. Joined him. How about that for a guess? Steve Kerr is head coach of the Golden State
Warriors. Were you surprised?
A little bit.
I was surprised to see Steve Kerr as a guest.
Well, Draymond Green asked Steve Kerr on what it's like watching the finals without being in it.
Yeah, that was how they started the pod.
Here's what Steve Kerr had to say.
On the one hand, it's burning me up. On the other hand, I just sort of, you know, count my blessings. Like, I think, you know, I've been coaching the team 9 years. We missed the playoffs twice, 6 of the 7 years we made the finals. So this is the first year, like you said, first year we haven't made the finals. But who gets to say that? I mean, that's just, there's so much good fortune. We've had such an incredible group. So this year was, we came up short. It's no fun watching the finals, but at the same time, we don't deserve to be there. You know, we weren't good enough. So, you know, I can live with that. We got to get better.
All right. They got to get better. And then how one coaching move can change everything.
When I think back to 2015, the biggest move we made was in the second round when we were playing Memphis and we were down 2-1. Ron Adams suggested that we put Andrew Bogut on Tony Allen in Memphis. Mm-hmm. And they were just controlling the tempo. And I remember we were on the plane when he said it. And I remember thinking, why would we do that? Like that seems crazy. And so the more we watched film, the more I could picture it. And then we did it. It was like magic. It was like, oh my God, this changed everything. And yes, that was my first experience as a coach where I realized one matchup change, just one move can change a series dramatically.
Now, I wonder if that move for Miami was Kevin Love being inserted back into the starting lineup.
Yeah, so like Caleb Martin claimed he was sick or whatever and had a fever. Mm-hmm. And then there were people coming out of Miami that covered the team like, maybe they just said he was sick to give Kevin Love opportunities to go out there. And then that put Jimmy Butler onto someone else. And it kind of switched up some of their defensive assignments. And I guess the question, because I listened to the pod preceding that, was, you know, when you make these adjustments in this series, like, where does that come from? And Steve Kerr's like, really, you know, in my history, the first one was that Tony Allen switch.
Tony Allen switch where you don't even guard him. And then, of course, they made a switch in the NBA Finals, starting Andre Iguodala for Andrew Bogut, and the rest is history. Mm. Now we see these teams do it all the time. So there's some more sound coming into this. On the Heat buying into team basketball, here's what Steve Kerr had to say about that.
A huge three in the fourth quarter tonight. And it's like none of those guys on Miami are sitting there saying, well, I didn't play, or, man, they put in so-and-so. Like, they're just all about winning. And you know this from our groups that we've had. When you have that championship mentality, every guy's bought in. Every guy's just trying to win. Nobody cares about any of that stuff. You don't go into the locker room, you know, saying, well, I should have played more. You just want to win. And that's the beauty of finding that magic when you have a championship team, is that everybody's bought in, and it makes the decisions for the coach really simple. You just go with your gut and go with whoever's playing well.
Were the Warriors bought in this year? Because it sounds like...
Well, I think a lot of people are going to pivot to the bottom end, meaning the youngsters. I would argue, like, if the opportunity presented itself and Clay had to sit on the bench, is he accepting that?
I think he would. He may not like it, but he'd come off the bench.
If Draymond was asked to sit in the fourth quarter, would he accept that?
Well, he did sit in the fourth quarter, and he complained about it, but he sat his ass down.
Okay. So no,
he sat his ass down.
There is absolutely reality that the youngsters were clearly, you know, whether it's Poole, Kuminga, Moody, whomever, you know, sad that they didn't get to play. There's no doubt about it. But I would say, like, it, you know, you can't ask someone to do something you're not willing to do yourself right. as a boss at times. And I just feel like there is a, hey, we get to do this, meaning the veterans, and y'all need to do right. that. And there's nothing that frustrates me more than do as I say, not as I do.
The Klay Thompson to the bench thing is interesting.
I'm just like, saying as a reference.
No, I know. But it's come up a lot over the last two seasons since he's come back. And now we may get to that point where it's like, hey, Klay, you want to extend your career? Maybe you have to come off your bench. Maybe this is why Michael Thompson comes into play. Michael Thompson came off the bench later in his career. I don't know what coming off the bench on this team does for you. Starting Jordan Poole, do you want a backcourt of Jordan Poole and Steph Curry? Maybe your defense gets better. I have no idea. I have no idea how that works out. But I do think, I don't want to assume that Klay Thompson wouldn't accept a role. We've seen everybody accept a role, although it was quick. Wiggins came off the bench for his first game back, which was appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But he was quickly back in the starting lineup. Draymond Green came off the bench for two games. Then he was back in the starting lineup for game seven. Came off the bench for games four, five, and six, I should say. And then he was back in that starting lineup. So it may not be a long-term fixture. May not be a long-term fixture. By the way, I was going on this Last Dance. I love the Last Dance documentary. Love it. And I was watching most of it Friday. First of all, I'm never taking anybody over Michael Jordan for one game. I'm just the guy. I did not realize how many times he said he took things personal. Like, how everybody, he had a list. Time. Everything. Like, it becomes comical.
Made stuff up.
LeBradford Smith said he put his arm around Jordan and said,
not true.
Nice game, Mike. Like, why would you even make that up? Poor LeBradford Smith. He scores 36 and a half until LeBradford scores 37 in the game. But 32 years ago today, this was fun about the finals. 32 years ago today, Michael Jordan's iconic dunk, the layup hand switch against the Lakers.
Right to
the
left.
91 finals.
One of the
that
first,
happened 32 years ago today.
One of the more iconic Gatorade commercials, too, right. that I think of.
Yep. Wouldn't it be like, Mike, Klay, what's this ass? 510.
What's that?
Comcast Business Sex Line. Is there any validity to this? Klay was asked to come off the bench at the beginning of the season and didn't do it.
I don't remember that.
I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Not once.
Well, so there's a couple of things when you're talking about Miami and everyone buying in to win. There's an element of, like, Caleb Martin's under a two-year contract right now.
Right.
Right? And, you know, everyone makes this big deal about being undrafted. And, well, he's under a deal right now. Duncan Robinson signed a bigger deal. Lowry's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. A lot of these guys have to play nice if they right. want to play next year. A lot of these guys have to be on their best behavior if they want right. someone else to get them signed next year. And I think Lowry's a great example. I think he's making $40 million this year. He's
making a lot of money.
Right? But he's a free agent at the end of the year. If he doesn't accept the role that Miami is presenting to himself, he's limiting the amount of suitors that he has right. moving forward.
Well, he realized, too, that if he doesn't accept that role, they probably would have got rid of his ass.
But he's a little farther down the line
right.
than I believe Draymond and Klay Thompson are. But I look at them, and I understand from their perspective, Draymond's in particular.
Kyle Lowry, $29.6 million.
Oh, I thought it was more. And well, then I stand corrected.
But it's still a lot of Miami.
It is for someone who's not good.
Right.
And then I look at someone like Draymond, like, he wanted to get a contract extension. So if he accepts a lesser role, he's in essence probably accepting lesser money on a deal moving forward. And all of us can relate to, no, I want to get paid the most amount of money that I'm going to get. And so I understand being selfish and wanting to not limit yourself because you're limiting yourself financially.
But that's interesting right there, because if Draymond Green does sign an extension with the Warriors this season, and to your point, he's got his money in the pocket.
Now
he's like, oh, you can do whatever you want with me. You want me to come off the bench? Sure, why not? Klay Thompson's got $43 million left, but he's playing for that next extension.
And I think he needs to play nice.
Right, he does need to play nice.
You know what I mean? Like, and for other people to view him.
But I think that's something this offseason, the Warriors need to nip that in the bud.
What do you mean?
This offseason, they need to have that conversation. Because, listen, if it's Jordan Poole starting for Klay Thompson, what is Jordan? You can't just give a spot to Jordan Poole. He's got to go out there and earn it. I don't know if he earned that.
If Draymond comes back, I just don't see how Jordan Poole can come back.
Yeah, well, that's one thing. That's an entirely separate conversation.
Yeah, I'm
but
sorry.
I'm just Klay Thompson for a second.
Yeah.
Just sticking on to him. You got to have that conversation going into the season. And you got to have it now. Hey, Klay, this is the plan for next season. You have to come off the bench. And if he doesn't accept it this offseason, now you have time to maybe work out a deal.
So let me ask you about
that. You know what I'm saying?
If you
do that, like, hey, Clay, we're going to do this.
But who's going to be starting in front of him?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't want to bench Clay Thompson. But that's why the argument to me is stupid. Because who's better? When you think about space on the floor, and if you have Draymond Green in that lineup with Kevon Looney, why need some shooting outside? And even then, the shooters are not going to have room to move around because you got two guys who defenses don't even respect. Think about Miami last night. You're watching them.
Duncan
you got
Robinson,
five threats.
Yes.
Denver. You have five threats. Yep. Even Aaron Gordon hit a three late. Yep. He's a threat offensively. Mm-hmm. Draymond Green and Looney to opposing teams aren't even threats offensively. Yeah. They just sag right off of them and they camp out on defense, which, again, takes away the spacing for Stephen Curry, takes away the spacing for Klay Thompson.
So, but do you see, I just want to pause for just a second. Do you see a scenario? I don't see this, but let's say everyone comes back, Draymond Poole included. Would Klay go to the bench in favor of Jordan Poole in terms of starting the game?
Yeah, but what does that do for the offense?
No,
does that
I'm
change
asking
anything?
You, would he, forget what it does.
Sure.
Would he accept that?
I think
he'd have a hard time accepting that.
Especially with the way Jordan Poole started to pout at the end of the season?
Just in general. And then, you know, you got 1 year left on your deal. You know, Draymond has the opt-in. If Draymond opts in or they work out some sort of an extension, now he's got a multi-year deal. You don't. I don't know. I think we're kind of...
I know.
We're going over the human element.
Defensively, I don't think Jordan Poole plays at a level high enough.
No, I agree. I'm just saying, would he accept it emotionally?
I don't know. Probably not. But Steve Curry, and if 510 just said something, just throw it up against a wall.
What's that?
Klay was never asked to come off the bench. Unless you got a source on that, I'll stand corrected and say, hey, I apologize. But to my knowledge, Klay was never asked about that. And when Klay came back last year, January 9th, when he missed two seasons and missed 941 days due to the leg injuries, Steve Kerr said all along while he was out, when they asked him a question, when Klay comes back, will he start? And Steve Kerr unequivocally said, absolutely, he's starting. It's not even a question. He's starting. So that could have been nipped in the butt right then and there. Said it would have been, I think, easier to say, hey, Klay, you've been off for 2 years. We're going to work you back in slowly. We're going to bring you off the bench, let Jordan Poole continue. That was the time to do it. But Steve Kerr planted his flag all season long and said, when Klay comes back, he is starting. Or from then on, you can't go back. You can't go back because all of a sudden you lose one of your trusted veterans and you risk losing one of your locker room. We know Draymond, Steph, Klay, they all ride together. And these veterans ride together.
Well, I think
that's why the rookie thing didn't work out here.
It's interesting you say that because I agree with you. You can't lose one of the veterans. But the problem with the way the team was constructed right now, riding with the one veteran, the reverse of that is that you lost all the young guys.
Exactly. So you already had that. You already had some rebellion in the locker room in the first place.
I mean, it just feels like to me something's got to give.
It goes on to locker room dynamics.
Do you get? Like what's got to give for you? Do you think you got to give up on the rookies, or do you think you got to give a little off the veterans?
And the season went awry because of what happened before the season, and I don't want to revisit and talk about that. But that's. They all admit that. Steve Kerr, Draymond Green, with their own words, it came out of their mouths, not ours, their mouths, that, yeah, that incident kind of screwed up everything. The vibe, the camaraderie. So I don't know how you get that back. But one thing I was going to get to is we all pinpoint Klay Thompson's struggles from the three-point line against the LA Lakers. Did you see Stephen Curry's numbers from three?
Terrible.
In that series?
Yeah, I think 31%.
Terrible, right?
Or maybe I might even be too high.
But we're hyper focused on Klay Thompson. I get it because Steph Curry does a lot more. He has the ball in his hands.
He had unbelievable assist games and things like that.
But Steph Curry also struggled. And my point is this: he struggled from three, and Klay struggled from three. Why did they struggle from three? Well, one, obviously, they didn't shoot the ball well. But two, the Lakers were able to get into them and really take away their airspace. Why were they able to take away their airspace? Because he had two non-scorers on the floor. Kevon Looney and Draymond Green. That style of basketball, playing essentially 3-on-5 where you got two guys not looking at the basket, I don't think you can win like that anymore. I think those days are done for the Warriors. Now, I would love to be proven wrong. But when you got two bigs who don't even look at the basket, not all of a sudden, Klay Thompson's, he had some great looks in that series, but for the most part, they shut him down. They also slowed down Steph Curry from the three-point line. What does that tell you? You don't have any spacing offensively. So I think we're talking about the wrong guy coming off the bench.
So who's the wrong guy? Well, who's the guy then?
The guy should be Draymond Green.
I think there are certain matchups you want him to start, and there's other matchups it does. I think when you're looking at some of the second unit lineups, I think Draymond could be a great facilitator alongside some of the younger players.
Yeah.
But I just don't know if he's ready to accept that. He views himself a certain way. I don't know, man. And this is where some of the ego has to give a little on some of these guys, on both ends, the youngsters and the older guys.
Some people think Dre's not the problem. All right, here's Steve Curry. This is going to be interesting. What is this, Bodoni? The nuances of riding the hot hand?
Correct, yeah. So, we're talking about role players, knowing when to pick and choose your spots when guys are hot in the playoffs, when they're not.
We'll pick that up on the other side because we've got the injury report.
Yeah. Very
interesting. Pick that up. All right, we'll pick that up on the other side. Oh, boy. Didn't even realize this. Alex Wood going to the IL yesterday with lower back tightness on his left side. Wood said before yesterday's game that after his last start in Milwaukee, he began to feel some discomfort in his lower back. Okay, he got lit up against the Pirates in his last
start. Is he on a two-year deal currently? Ugh.
I'm telling you, go get me Shohei, man. I need a pitcher and a hitter. Kill two birds with one stone, man. I know it's unrealistic.
I would like one of the top players in baseball.
What is Steiny's hoodie? The hell with the kids. The hell with the prospects. Go give me some major league proven talent, man. Please. All right. He did add that he expects to spend no more than a minimum 15 days on the injured list.
How can you even know that?
Oh, my gosh. Tristan Beck.
Apparently, Alex Wood's
up.
Really good at knowing his body and predicting his IL stint. So, fun fact.
He's also really good at flaming out in the fifth inning. We're not even getting to the fifth inning.
Yeah, I was going to say the fourth.
Sometimes. I mean, third time around the lineup. Here we go. Team's batting 438. I'm just made that number up, but it feels like they're batting 500. All right, Tristan Beck called up to fill his spot. Alex Wood, IL, lower back tightness. That was the injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerzen, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping get your workers get their lives back for over 40 years. So it's coming up in the game. Sponsored by Freeball Bank, full service banking, no compromises. George Contos, 8:30. We'll continue to talk some Warriors basketball here on the Morning Roast. If you want to chime in on the conversation, the phone lines are always open. 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls on the other side.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.